just coming up to 25 minutes before 8. How time flies when you're enjoying yourselves in such good company. Steve Travers of the Miami and the Crack and Sonny Fee of the Horselips have joined me at some 6 o'clock this evening because they're playing tonight in the Kingdom of Kerry. They're out in Castle Gregory in Ned Natterjack's. And we'll stop the plugging, but what time are you starting, lads?
Half ten, I think.
And I'm heading out there. I'm really looking forward to the gig, lads, and it's going to be great to see you play together. And it is from different backgrounds. Have you come from different backgrounds musically as such, or
not very different? Our influences were more or less the same.
For Steve, like it wasn't so much the blues,
But I think everything else.
Yeah, would have said rhythm of blues, really.
Rhythm of blues, of course.
Just before the break, I said a famous Irishman introduced you, another great musician. Do you want to tell us how that all came about, Steve?
Yeah, well, we were, it was about late 75, we were receiving an award as top pop band in Ireland. It was in Miami. And Horselips had top rock band, I think it might have been. Well, there was lots and lots of sort of showbiz people at this particular thing. We had a meet and greet or welcome type party beforehand. It was in Port Marnock, quite near where I eventually lived. Excuse me. And the Chieftains were there, Van Morrison, I think. And I was just, I opened my guitar case and I was giving a bit of a polish, a guitar
or two,
sort of gear, I'm a gear junkie, and a friend of mine, Rory Gallagher, saw the guitar and came over and wanted to see more of it and took it up and started playing, and they called these two guys from Horselips over. One was Johnny Fain, the other was Barry Devlin, and he introduced, Rory Gallagher introduced Johnny and myself and Barry, and it was a good old time there. And
that was the first time I met Steve, yeah.
And what guitar were you brooding over at the old...
A Rickenbacker stereo, yeah.
Which would have been
Beauty.
It was absolutely.
Lovely guitar, checkered binding, gold Grovers. It was really special. And I had actually bought it from a guy called Keith. His sister was a presenter on RTE, Mansfield.
Did you kick straight away?
Sorry?
Did you kick straight away?
Well,
then?
No, we went that evening. And then, of course, it was an awards kind of thing, the hustle or whatever. That was the actual first time we met. And then, but we...
Actually, the next time we met was, we had a show in Wembley, and because I also... wear another hat and promoter as well. So we had a show in Wembley and Johnny arrived with some friends.
We were actually playing at the show,
There was a little bit of hassle with them, I think with security or something like that.
It was a bit mad on the day.
The Horselips were acting up, were they?
No, this is just me.
Johnny and he was playing with another band.
I was living in London.
This
would have been, I suppose, Steve, 92 maybe or something.
Oh,
91 or 92.
But I remember being struck by how cool Johnny was during the whole sort of problem with the security thing.
Yeah.
And it stuck in my mind. And later on, when we were both at a loose end, I had, was absolutely delighted to team up with this.
It was fantastic. And that would have been, I think, 1996. It would have been 96 that we actually then got together and, started.
We put a band together called the Psychopaths, and it was Psycho P-A-T-S.
Yes.
And it was really one of the best bands I've ever played.
It was a fine band. And very, in London, it was very, very...
Hugely popular.
Yeah.
Dave Lennox who was with Ginger Baker and Danny Bongos.
Famous Danny on percussion. A fine percussionist, Danny. It was a great band.
It was a little bit played above everybody's head really for a while, and got a bit outrageous. So we had to come back down to work then.
Steve and I then began to work together as a duo, more or less from then on, really.
We'll get into
98, wouldn't it, Steve? Yeah, yeah. 98. Until
I think Johnny's played with me longer than he was with horses.
Possibly, no.
years roll on. I just want to say a quick birthday greeting to Joe Walsh in Kilmoyle. He's celebrating his 40th today, so happy birthday to you, Joe. And that comes in from Clodagh, Sarah and Ronan. We're going to play a piece of music as picked out by Johnny this time, some Spencer Davis group.
One of my favourites, yeah.
From Spencer Davis?
Yeah, it would be, yeah. One of my favourites from Spencer Davis. Somebody Help Me.
Noreen was on to us. Noreen to Nana, and she just wanted to say that she's thoroughly enjoying the programme. And thanks for all the fond memories, guys. Especially you, Steve, and the Miami, and your days in the Brandon. You came to the Brandon on a number of occasions.
Oh, we did indeed, yeah. One of our favourite spots. Absolutely. I always remember there was great food there.
Yeah. There still is. Phone's ringing again. We're going to take a quick break and we're back in just a tick. T8 FM, Brian Hurley with you on Solid Gold Saturday special with Johnny Feen and Steve Travers. That's Jigsaw and the girl with the lovely voice. You picked out that especially, did you?
We did, yeah. We produced, Johnny and I were working on an album for, sponsored by Guinness in the UK, and it was for the O'Neill's chain, and we... it was a bit of a marathon. We produced two bands every day.
Every day.
These were bands that had never been in the studio before.
And a lot of them had never actually been in the sites. I mean, they were experienced in playing in the pubs and that, mm-hmm. but they hadn't actually been in the studio, yeah.
But we were particularly taken by a band called Jigsaw and the girl's voice. She's just mm-hmm. a fantastic voice. But she's gorgeous. Yeah, and she gave it all up for love. I think she did. With her boyfriend and forgot the music business, but I think we've lost out there because she could have been another Barbara Dixon or whatever.
She really had a lovely quality, that lovely English folk quality in her voice, you know, yeah. And that's a lovely song as well, isn't it?
It is a gorgeous song. Yeah. We got a call from Michael Fox O'Connor. Again, Steve, he's talking about the days of the Miami. And he was wondering, you know, people from the show band era, and where, the likes of Tim Quinn, Tony Brogan, Paul Ashford, Des Lee, where did they go to and what happened? And do you know?
Well, Des is out in South Africa riding a zebra or something. I'm sure he might even be listening to this, I don't know. Paul Ashford still plays, and I've seen him on the show band. Website recently, this show bands, irishshowbands.net,
yeah,
a good website to look at.
I've seen
Paul's put a few comments on that. Everybody's still sort of working around, working with Tony Bogan. I'm not sure about Tony, haven't seen him for years.
But
I think there's still a big fraternity of the show bands knocking about, but you've got some fabulous people from Kerry, and the Cortons, Billy Corton, DJ Corton. Billy Corton was a world-class sax player. That guy was fabulous.
And Billy is playing it up to seven nights a week still to this day.
I mean, they're
up the walls and you know.
Fantastic.
It is great to see.
It is. They're still playing because these fellas, they learned their trade the hard way. I mean, from, you know, they would... In 1 minute they were playing something by the Beach Boys and turning over a really good cover version of it. Mm-hmm. Then they were playing something by the Four Tops. So they really had to know their stuff.
They certainly did, yeah.
Guys, it's almost come to an end. Two hours is almost over, believe it or believe it not. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you both here.
So,
first time for me to have two studio guests in, and really, really enjoyed myself. And although I was born in 79, it all probably happened before my time. It's great to hear you talking about stories that, you know, the likes of my parents would have told me about the dance halls and the show bands. And, I mean, the start of Celtic rock with the horse lips and everything. What can we expect from the gig tonight, quickly, before we finish up?
It'll be a little bit of a mixture because, Steve and I like to mix it up. I mean, obviously, there'll be, you know, a number of horse lip songs featured, but there'll be stuff from the 60s. And also, I play a lot of... traditional mandolin now, so there'll be some of that, and also I think a little bit of blues as well, you know.
People say that we do a sort of a funky version of
I'm looking forward to this R&B and a bit of techno in the back.
But I'd say that the first three letters in funk is Fun, F-U-N, and that's really what it's about.
That's really what it's about, yeah.
No, it is going to be a great gig. As I said, if you're in and around the Castle Gregory area tonight, from 10 o'clock onwards, just pop in to Nathan Applejack.
Very, very quick hello to my lovely wife, Maggie, and also to my mum, and also to Marianne and Rafael.
I do.
Actually live here in Kerry.
Oh, excellent.
And to all the people listening in the States, especially in San Francisco. Yeah.
And I think, Dory in Philadelphia and S. Pam Templeton in San Francisco, yeah.
That's great. Thanks for bringing them all to Radio Kerry this evening, along with all our other listeners we have on the World Wide Web. It's great, modern technology. Guys, Steve Travers, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
To see you again, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Johnny, it's been a pleasure meeting you for the first time, and hopefully you'll come and join us again next time you're in our area.
Absolutely.
We're going to leave you up. Thank you. Thank you, Johnny. We're going to leave you out with a horse lips track. A shortened version. We're going to cut it down. Too into our talking. Guests of the Nation from the Horse Lips. That's it for me, Brian, for Solid Gold Saturday. We're back again, same time, same place. Tomorrow evening between 6 and 8. Back to normality. But it's good to have a difference every now and again. Have yourselves a safe, great Saturday night. Enjoy the Rosalie International Festival if you're coming our way. For me, Brian, bye-bye.